And first up today, we have got the travel news.
And here is the travel news in brief. Qantas and Air New Zealand have struck a co-chair agreement that will increase the number of flights for travellers on both sides of the Tasman. From October, Qantas will add its code to 30 domestic routes in New Zealand, while Air New Zealand will add 85 routes on Qantas's domestic network. However, the agreement excludes trans-Tasman flights. Singapore Airlines will launch the world's longest commercial flight in October, with non-stop services between Singapore and New York using a new ultra-long-range Airbus A350. The flight will take 18 hours, 45 minutes to cover 16,700 kilometres and will offer no economy seats, just premium economy and business class. Singapore Airlines CEO Mr. Goh Choon Phong says the airline has always taken pride in pushing the boundaries to provide the best travel options for its customers. Currently, the longest flight in the world is from Auckland to Doha, which is operated by Qatar Airways using a Boeing 777. It takes 18 hours and 5 minutes and covers 14,529 kilometres. Close behind is Qantas's new Dreamliner flight from Perth to London, covering 14,498 kilometres in about 17 hours. Accor Hotels has completed its acquisition of the Mantra Group of Hotels for $1.2 billion. The deal includes the Mantra, Peppers, Break Free and Art Series brands, representing 138 hotels in Australia, New Zealand, Hawaii and Bali. Michael Eisenberg, chairman and CEO of Accor Hotels Asia Pacific, says acquiring the Mantra Group is the latest chapter in the company's strong growth across the region. At the close of the deal, Accor Hotels will operate over 330 hotels and resorts across Australia and over 900 throughout Asia Pacific. Western Australia's pearling town of Broome has become Australia's newest international tourist hub and a direct gateway to the remote and rugged Kimberley region. A trial of direct flights from Singapore by Silk Air ended this week, and more flights to Broome are on the horizon. Until now, international visitors flew to the Kimberley via major cities such as Sydney and Perth. Cruise lines are extending their ships literally by slicing them in half, then adding extra space through the middle. The latest ship to be lengthened is Silversea's Silver Spirit, which recently left a shipyard in Palermo in Italy, some 15 metres longer. The additional space from the lengthening process offers new restaurants, extra cabins and additional public spaces. Low-cost carrier Air Asia has confirmed its shift to Melbourne's Avalon Airport in the fourth quarter of this year, but airline management has still to decide on a specific date for the move. AirAsia's flights will give Avalon its first international services, as Jetstar is currently the main carrier there, flying to domestic airports around Australia. Avalon is 50 kilometres southwest of Melbourne and 15 kilometres northeast of the city of Geelong. Intercontinental Hotels reports that 32% of Australian respondents to a recent survey were too overworked to take a holiday. The study found that just under 2 million full-time Aussie workers reported they had not had a holiday in over a year, while half a million of these said they delayed taking annual leave because of the stress they would return to if they took a holiday. Royal Brunei Airline passengers travelling from Melbourne to London were shaved 5 hours and 15 minutes from their trip when the airline's current two-stop route via Brunei and Dubai becomes a one-stop journey via Brunei only in October this year. Greyhound Australia has launched Australia's first unlimited coach travel pass, to be known as Swimit, which is sold for a specified number of days, not by distance or destination. It's aimed at international backpackers aged 18 to 30, and it allows passengers to travel on a whim without limit on any route, in any direction on the Greyhound network.
That was Veronica Matheson, newsreader extraordinaire with Travel Writers Radio News for this week. And if you've got news, you're welcome to send us an email, info@travelwritersradio.com.